Hello?
Hi, this is Faggy calling from Family First Care. I'm trying to reach Ms. Harris.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Hamilton. I had the wrong name here.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I got your information from my coworker, Jasmine. She was telling me a little bit about the case. It sounds like an unusual case, right? She's already approved?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's not 21, they approved her?
Yeah, from Maximus.
Oh. So she's not approved for the whole waiver program yet. So the Maximus
no,
approval
she got, they
is...
gotta, it gotta go through on the 21st, when she do turn 21.
Got it. Okay. So she already did a Maximus. Did you do the financial part yet?
Yeah.
Everything just waiting for 21 for approval, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. What I would do is I would just confirm with the county assistant's office, make sure they have everything and that they're going to actually put it through on August 3rd because they're super slow these days, you know, very backed up and, like, they don't really follow
up. I know,
but
Maximus actually always, they call me, like, once a week and check in and give me updates. So
awesome.
They were telling me, like, a week before my 21st birthday, they're going to call them and make sure they put it through.
Perfect. Okay. So do you know around how many hours per week of services she'll need?
I don't even know. I know it's a lot, but I don't know.
Okay,
I
so let's do this.
I think Amira Health or something comes out and tell us.
Yes, they do. So after her approval comes through, a service coordinator from AmeriHealth will be assigned. I'll be able to get that information as soon as it's assigned. So, you know, we'll coordinate together and get the service coordinator on the line. She'll come out to the home, and you guys will discuss together how many hours per week you think she needs.
Okay.
And then from there, she'll submit an authorization, and the interns will review it and approve it, and then send it to us, and we're able to start. Until we have the authorization, we don't know the exact amount of hours, so it's a little difficult to find, you know, we could find a caregiver, but usually they want to know exactly how many hours she needs, and, you know, so we can't really start hiring until we have a picture of how many hours she needs. Once we have an idea, then we'll definitely start, you know, you'll be able to interview and make sure that you're comfortable with them. And then we'll get started. Wait, are you going to be her caregiver, or do you need an agency caregiver?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. So you want to start onboarding while we wait?
Yeah, well, that's somebody called me yesterday, and that's what she said.
Okay.
She's going to start doing, like, putting it all through.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I'm going to send your name and information over to my coworker, Monica. Monica does the onboarding, and she'll reach out to you. And help you get all signed up so that as soon as she gets approved and the authorization comes through, you're ready to get paid right away.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so, and then be in touch with me as soon as they call you back for an update. You know, I'll reach out, I guess, once a week or so as well, because there's not much for us to do at this point. Just wait. But
right.
If you do hear anything, updates that you need help with, or, you know, anything's going on, definitely let us know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Uh-uh.
Bye-bye.